we're talking with Bill Mashevitz from the Clinton High School today, and Bill, talking about a particular program the school district is taking on. I guess it's headlined simply Iowa Big. Tell us about that, what that is all about.
This is a program that was initiated by Mr. DeLacy, our superintendent. And we wanted to give a different type of education. You can call it an alternative education. And that was to try to create some type of mentoring program and partnership within the community with students. And with the students, they could earn credits towards their graduation by meeting some of the standards, if not all the standards, put down by the state.
How does it work? What do they need to do?
Well, the main thing is you basically will have a partnership or with a business, and I'll get to that in just a minute, and then the student will work within the business. They will be out of the classroom. They will meet on a regular basis either at the place of business and or at our workshop, which is basically going to be over there at the new International Arts campus. And we have a section of the Durgan building set up for ourselves. And these will be initiatives or projects set up through the business for the students to work on.
What do you need? You need businesses to participate? Yeah.
Right. So what we're going to do is we're going to have like a little luncheon this Wednesday. It's going to be from about 12 to 1:30 or so over at the old Durgan Center. And come here about what we're going to be talking about. You'll get more detail on that. Also, this is a chance for you to brainstorm some initiatives or projects that you might have in mind. And if you're a business here in town, maybe we can kind of sharpen it a little bit. And then from there, what we will do is we'll get some confirmations. Because we're going to start this in our second trimester in November, and we're pretty excited. From there, the students will hear pitches from businesses in what we call a partner palooza, and then from there, the students will pick and choose what they want to do.
First off, from the student standpoint, do you have students that are interested in doing this kind of work?
Oh, yeah. What we noticed is that there's a number of students in clubs like the Leo's Club, the Interact Club at school, and other community-based clubs within the school that will go out and volunteer and help out. Well, we want to take those a little bit further because there's so many people, for instance, here at the radio station. You might have a project that you guys can't get to. However, maybe some kids can work on it for you. And if they come through and if they like the pitch, this is something you guys can work together and make it happen.
Business-wise, are you getting some interest from businesses in participating?
Yep. We've had a number of people. Well, I think like right now, it's anywhere between 10 and 15 that are for sure going to want to participate. We're hoping to get at least 20 to 25 to come. And at least just hear the idea. If they don't want to do it maybe this year, maybe within a year or two, this is the first year for the program. So we're basically off and running ourselves. This is something that we've been through some training. About five of us went out to Cedar Rapids and saw what they call the Iowa Big training. And what they're doing out there within the Cedar Rapids schools, the Marion schools, which includes Marion and Lindmar, and up in Charles City, are really just phenomenal. I mean, kids are really running with projects. We've seen some presentations. We saw them at work. This is really something else.
Bill, you talk about this from a business standpoint. Big projects, small projects, from a business standpoint, what should somebody look at and maybe offering? What are the parameters? Do you have any ideas, any mm-hmm. kind of guardrails as it is talk about with the students?
Well, we want to make sure that these are going to be initiatives or projects that the students will be able to do, that the funding will come through the business and or a combination of maybe some money raising. We've seen that before. These are projects that if they fail, okay, this isn't going to ruin the business. These are projects and initiatives that maybe the partner, the business partner, wants to do to enhance their reputation and or their business here in town. These are things that perhaps they can't get around to it. They need more time. They need more minds on it. You know, when you bring these kids in, they might open up the box of ideas that you probably didn't think about.
For the students, is this, I guess, good for the education side, for the students? I know when people look at schools, they always look at the classroom work and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking out of, you know, things outside what we many people may think about as a school offering. Is this still good for the education of students?
Oh, definitely. This is something that you talk about in being able to be employed in the future, being able to work with other people, to collaborate, to show up on time, to dress in a proper way, to use the proper language, to work from one business to another, to be able to communicate either face-to-face and or over the new apps that are out there, you know, on the phones. Not only that, but you're going to have kids coming up and they're going to be taught how to, you know, write the emails, write out the initiatives, perhaps even write grant. We've seen kids writing grants. This will take, we're taking them out of the classroom and putting them into the classroom of life. And, you know, because think about how you and I first started off in our business world, you know, in our jobs, that, it, you know, that we didn't, we had to hit the ground running. And this gives these students an opportunity to create some leadership within their own community, to invest time back into their own community. I think that's a huge key.
Bill, anything else you want to mention about the program?
Again, we're going to meet this Wednesday, the 17th, from 12 to 1. You'll be given a lunch. It's a preparation luncheon for our community partnership with Clinton Big. And come on over. It's going to be at the Dearden Center from 12 to 1. We hope to see you there.
Thanks, Bill Mishevitz, for coming in.
Thank you.